Good morning and welcome back. Time is 9:12, and Dale, we are honored to have defensive line coach, assistant head coach John Mitchell joining us this morning live in our beautiful tent here up on the hill. You didn't know the life of luxury we lived up here, did you, Mitch?
Not this type of luxury. We're smothering.
We're in the smoker.
Yeah, I thought somebody was smoking a ham or turkey up here.
You wish, right? No, sorry, nothing too spectacular up here. But we're glad to have you here, and it is a get right morning. We're getting ready for Friday Night Lights. No walkthrough through the players. So for you, I know you're an early riser. What do you do today until practice?
Well, you know, you go back and you watch tape. You want to make sure you didn't miss anything from the practice. And what I like to do on the Get Right morning gives me a chance to evaluate every player in my mind and try to feel what they need and what I need to do to help them be a little bit better while they're here in training camp. And today, we've been in camp for quite a few days, so they're going to be surprised a little later today when they have a test coming from Coach Mitch.
Pop quiz.
They're not going to like that, but they're going to get it.
You said it feels like it's only been a few days. It's actually been a week.
Yeah, it's been a week. You know, time passed really quick. You know, the thing that I like about training camp from a coach's perspective is you have time to teach. I have time to instruct. So, you know, when the season starts, you're getting ready every week for game plan. And a lot of little things that you can coach and be particular about in training camp, you hope that they take it from training camp to the season because you don't have that much time.
Coach, one of your new guys this year is Tyson Alualu, and he's gotten an opportunity to run with the ones a little bit because Stephon missed a little time. Cam has been off with the birth of his child, and I've liked what I've seen from him. He's a nice addition to the room. You can tell he's a guy that's played the game for a while and has that kind of veteran mentality about him. But he gets, I think, what you want out of your defensive lineman. He's running to the ball and doing those things right out of the gate.
Well, you didn't have to go back and look at the history of Tyson. You know, when he was drafted, he was the 10th player taken in the first round. You know, Mike Tomlin talking about it. You know, a resume. This young man had a resume coming out of Cal, and I liked him. You know, at the particular time, we couldn't get to him. But when you have a veteran ball player like him, who's played in this league, who came out with a great resume, he's a big addition to us. I think he's going to help us. He fits in very well with my players in the meeting room. Here's a guy that's been around. He knows how to study. He knows how to come to practice. And I've been very, very excited about Tyson.
And he's hungry. He's never played in the play. He's never been in a playoff game. Well, and that's he wants to get there. He wants to be a winner.
Well, you know, players get in this league, they play for a certain number of years, and they hadn't had the type of personal success that they would like. And before their days are over, or your years are over, they want to go somewhere where they can have the, you know, the personal success that they see their other players in the league that they know have had. So for him to be here, he's hungry. He's a young guy, body-wise. So I'm just excited about him.
Coach, you know what you have in Cam Hayward and Stephon Tua. We've seen that over the years, but due to injuries and not being together, especially last year, what growth have you seen in those guys, even as a duo, as the guys of the defensive line, the anchors?
Well, you know, Cam and Tua, they're good people and good players. The thing that I liked about Tua during the offseason, him and I, we sat down, we went over every game, every play that he played. And we talked about the things that he did well, the things that he wanted to improve on himself, and the things that I saw. I said, hey, if you do a few things, hey, you could be a premier player in this league. And he's still hungry. You know, he's an exceptional athlete. And the thing people have to realize, this guy came out early. This guy's still a young guy. He's a young guy, you know. I mean, he's been here, and that's good. And he's growing every day. And you're talking about Cam Hayward. He's what I call a professional football player. That's a big difference in being a pro player and a professional football player. When you're a professional football player, you do all the little things. You show up on meeting at time. You work. If you got an injury, you go to the training room, take it, and you don't make excuses. And Cam is a professional football player. He works real hard. He has personal pride. He wants to be the best. And these are two good football players that they play off each other.
And last year you saw when Cam went down with the injury, Stephon take – Cam's the leader of the group. There's no doubt about it. Cam's probably the leader of the defense in terms of that filling that role. But you saw Stephon kind of take on some of that mantle as well, and I think he learned a lot about himself in terms of that last year.
No doubt about it. And, you know, Stephon was a young player at the time, so he realized, you know, when his partner went down that somebody had to step in and take charge. So, you know, Tua is not a very vocal player. You don't have to be vocal in this league. You show what you can do about what you do on the field, how you conduct yourself in the meeting room, how you study, how you come ready to practice. So Tua showed a lot of other young guys at the time, hey, 79, hey, this is the way you do it, and this is the way you be successful, and this is the way you have a great defensive front. And I was really pleased with the step that Stephon took after Cam Haywood went down.
Speaking of young guys, Javon Hargrave, number 79, who you mentioned, rookie last year, kind of thrown into the fire, became a starter. Is there added pressure when you become a starter your rookie season to build on that and as you head into year two?
Well, you know, everybody look for improvement. In the National Football League, you know, your first year you can come in, you can have a lot of success, or you don't have any success at all. But when you do come in as a rookie and you have the opportunity to play early, yeah, everybody talking about the sophomore jinx. I don't know what that is. If you prepare yourself, you're just going to be successful. So, you know, that's something I don't buy into. Yeah, yeah. And Hargrave, I mean, he's a great young man. He doesn't talk. He works real hard. He studies. And, again, he's a young guy that, hey, he's learning how to be a professional football player. And, you know, he came in from South Carolina State, you know, not one of your highly rated major college institution that known for producing great football player, but that didn't bother him. And Coach Tomlin say all the time, we don't care, you know, how you got here, where you came from, as long as you come here, put your hand in the pile and work real hard. And 79 works really hard, and I'm expecting better things. He's going to grow each day, each week, and each game as we play.
And another one of the young guys who seems to have really improved his game is LT Walton. Seems like he really is coming along nicely for you.
Well, you know, LT is a guy. He's, first of all, he's a very intelligent player. And when Cam and Tua, you know, both got nicked up and couldn't play, we had to play him. And he came in here, and he played really well for us in the closing five or six games and going into the playoff. And here's a guy that we moved from defensive end to nose tackle because we felt like right now, hey, he's a good football player. And on Sunday, we want him to have a hat. And the way he could get a hat that, you know, instead of being the fourth end, he had a chance to compete against Big Dan. So those guys going to balance it out. But LT's a very intelligent player, and he's a player that can, you know, if you're the fifth defensive lineman, you got to be able to play in and nose, and he's capable of doing both. But him and Dan's going to battle it out, and we're going to let the chips fall where they may and see who's who.
You're very soft-spoken right now, but we've all seen you on the practice field. You kind of hear Coach Mitch. You can admit that. You know it's true. We know where you are at all times, Coach. But you know, going back to Stephon Tua's rookie season, especially here at training camp, we called it the tough love that you gave him. Is there anybody in particular this training camp getting the Coach Mitch tough love treatment?
Missy, I don't know what you're talking about. Well, I you know, I must admit I am. And you know, that's my personality. I want these guys to realize, and I tell them all the time, and I mean, when it means more to me as a coach than to you as a player, we got a problem. I want you to feel my pain, and I want to feel your pain. And it's not me versus you or you versus me. It's us, we together. And I tell my guys, you know, when they don't play well on Sunday, that's a reflection on Coach Mitch. And it's hard for me to go home and look myself in the mirror and say that I did a good job that week, you know. And I have a tough time living with that. So I want them to know it's us, we, and we work together, we can accomplish any goal. And I want them to know my job is to help them to accomplish whatever goal they want to accomplish. And if we work together, I think I can help them get there.
Mitch, it seems to me, you know, when I think back to perhaps like the room that you had when you had Kiesel coming off the bench and Kima was in the starting lineup, you had Chris Hoke, you know, coming off the bench or even Casey in the starting lineup it seems to me this group might be as deep as that one. You have a lot of some proven commodities, and you got some young guys there that look like they can you know, be that guys that can help you this year.
Well, yeah, you know, with the addition of Tyson, LT Walton is still, you know, he's developed into a good football player. And, you know, we're still looking at Big Dan. So I think right now with the group we have and some of the other, you know, free agents that we signed during the offseason, then we go to training camp, we start playing some preseason games, and we see where the chips fall. But right now in training camp, I'm happy where we are. Now, will I be happy next week? I don't know, but I'm happy where we are right now today.